Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Waking up after the midterm elections was indeed a pleasant surprise, and we believe that you have made a difference. You and others across the country went to the polls and made a difference in the future of America. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Sean Akers, the dean of the Helms School of Government at Liberty University. Sean, an amazing sea change as we're now hearing pundits across the country try to analyze what happened. You know, this is what happened in 1984 with Ronald Reagan going to his second term, being swept into office around the country. It really defied the polls. People weren't predicting he was going to have that kind of a landslide. It happened in 2004 when President George W. Bush was elected for the second time. People didn't predict that kind of sweeping victory across the country. And now it happened in 2014, 10 years after that election. And you have this sweeping victory on the Senate side. There's nothing close that happened. There's a couple of places where, you know, it was a close race with Brown in New Hampshire losing. But in major areas, one after another, Democratic strongholds, the Democrats, including incumbents, were thrown out of office.
You know, this really is kind of a rare occurrence, Matt. We've gotten used to, as a nation, we've gotten used to kind of a muddled response in elections where you don't know. Some of these historic elections since the Bush-Gore era have been real nail-biters for days and days and days as the American people kind of oscillated back and forth. Every now and then, we have an election cycle that is crystal clear, and this one made absolutely a fine distinction between where the American people were going. There was no question on this last night. The only questionable were in areas that nobody expected any question, and those were Democrats that people expected to be absolutely solid in their seats, faced much more aggressive challenge than anybody anticipated.
They did, and certainly, you know, people around the country rose up and voted. Let's talk a little bit about what Liberty Counsel did for the last 12, 18 months in involving this. We did an analysis of the Liberty Counsel constituency, and it's a very large constituency, in about 9 different states during the 2010 midterm election, comparing the voter turnout in the 2010 midterm election with our constituency. And we had an organization do that. Of course, all the information is confidential, so the names are not shared. And that organization also did it for the NRA and others. In those 9 states, we averaged around 90% voter turnout of our people on our constituency list. The lowest state was West Virginia at 79%. The highest was at 95%+. If you take out West Virginia, it's in the low 90% race turnouts in the midterm. Now, I think if we analyze what happened in 2014, we'll even have higher than that. But 90% in these 9 states, these were 9 critical swing states with regards to the United States Senate, is huge. Even the National Rifle Association, a very politically powerful organization, has about half of that voter turnout. We have 90-some percent. Our organization, Liberty Counsel, by far had, among all the different organizations that were looked at in the country, by far the highest voter turnout of any other organization. That is a huge voter turnout. So the people that support Liberty Counsel, that follow what we do, are active at the polls.
You know, Matt, both Liberty Counsel and its constituency really should be proud of that accomplishment, because in these elections, take Virginia, for example, literally only a few thousand votes separating the two candidates. These are times when every single vote matters. And for an organization like Liberty Counsel to educate and inspire its people to become involved in the political process shows that the people that support Liberty Counsel made an incredible difference in this election. Your vote really did have an impact.
Well, and Liberty Council has multiple vehicles. We have the Liberty Council, which is our C3, providing education. We can encourage people to go out and vote. We have our C4, Liberty Council Action, which is our issue advocacy. We can get more involved in political issues and have an occasional endorsement. And then we have our Liberty Action PAC, which is our super PAC. And that particular PAC can actually endorse or oppose different candidates. Well, let's just look at the super PAC. And, of course, that was engaged later in this election cycle. Liberty Council and Liberty Council Action was engaged for 15, 16 months. But just in the super PAC sent out 9,136,367 emails, almost 10 million emails, in about a month time before the election to self-identified Christian and conservative voters in a four-week period, nearly 10 million to encourage them to turn out the vote. And again, that constituency is a very active constituency. We also worked with United in Purpose, which is an organization out in California, and we worked in 9 states to have an I Pledge to Vote and I Stand Up to Vote. We did teleconferences through churches with Family Research Council and others. There's other groups that came together to do that. I was in Washington, D.C. We did that and downloaded that to churches all over the country. But we also had calls to people through these partnerships. And we did 144,160 targeted telephone calls on Saturday, November the 1st alone. Now, we did it for a longer period, but just on that one day, 144,160 telephone calls between Saturday, November 1st, and Monday, November 3rd,
wow,
with a recorded message from me encouraging people to get out to vote. So we used all the different tools, the C3, the C4, and the PAC. You can do certain things with one that you can't do with the other. But together, those were huge outreaches, not counting, we'll talk about that in a few minutes, what we did with our pastors and our Who Will Stand rallies.
You know, Matt, the American people are an extremely intelligent group that do a real good job of making up their minds on their own when they've got the ability to be educated. And that those activities of inspiring people to become involved in the political process, those are absolutely nonpartisan activities. But what they do reveal something very special, that the people that follow Liberty Council, for example, are motivated enough to educate themselves and to show up in 90% ratios in the states that matter. I mean, that really is an impressive thing.
Yeah, it's really impressive. And, you know, I think you're even going to find a higher percentage in this midterm election. People were highly motivated. We also launched within the last 15, 16 months the Pastors and Patriots mm-hmm. Initiative, probably about the last 18 months, actually. And I spoke at multiple pastors' events where we'd have several hundred people. I spoke to thousands of pastors across the country in multiple swing states, from Iowa to Louisiana and Arkansas and Florida, all over the country, thousands of pastors. We gave out tens and tens of thousands of DVDs called Silence is Not an Option. Hmm. We mailed those to targeted places as well. So we have sent out probably in the area of 60,000, probably more than that, DVDs around the country to pastors, encouraging them to get out and vote. And then we also had our teams going to pastors day after day in these major states. And then we had our Who Will Stand rallies going in churches day after day in major states. We'll continue that activity in 2015. It's not going to just be around a midterm or even a presidential cycle. We want to make sure that people, Christians, those of faith and values, get out and vote, not just in national elections, but also in your local elections, and go to the local school board and your county commissions. We are really, I think, on the precipice of making a big difference here in America. These next 2 years are going to be critical. Now we need to actually fight, now that we've been able to regain some of the ground. But in addition to fighting, we need to move forward and make more gains. And obviously, beyond the political gains, what we need in America, and this is why we're so passionate about speaking to pastors and people in the pews, we need a spiritual revival. The political gains are great, and we certainly need them. They have huge consequences for life, liberty, and family. But we need a real spiritual revival so that you can have long-term consequences, so that you don't have to lobby someone or wonder how they're going to vote. When you know where their Christian worldview or their biblical worldview comes from, you know exactly where they stand. We need to get them grounded. We need to have a change of heart, and that'll result in a change of policies. For more information, go to libertycouncil.com. Remember, Liberty Council in your prayers and financial support.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.